When I say that salvation is by grace alone, I mean that the Bible says this: every man is a sinner before God. Now, we've got to take that seriously. People say, well, you know, I'm really not a bad person. I don't drink, I don't gamble, I don't steal, I've never committed adultery, I've never murdered. I try to do my best with people, I try to be honest and kind. And those are all good things in a relative sense. I mean, I'd rather have a neighbour who was kind and decent and good and upright and honest than to have some lying rascal next door to me that I couldn't turn my back upon. We applaud those social virtues. But before God, we're all sinners. We have broken the first and great commandment of the law, which is to love God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. We have broken the first and great commandment of the law. We are all sinners. We're not small sinners. We are big sinners. We are dead in sin. We are corrupted in sin. We are self-centered, not God-centered. You who say how good you are, you've lived your life in rebellion against God, in rejection of His Son, trampling the blood of Christ beneath your feet. You're living as if the Bible didn't say the things that it said. That's big time sin. Now, how can a sinner be saved? Your works got you to where you are. You're not going to be saved from wickedness by your works. What could you do to wipe out your past? Nothing. What can you do to change your heart? Nothing. What can you do to please God? What can you do to satisfy God's law? Nothing. So if you're going to be saved, it's got to be by grace. In other words, it's got to start with God. God must do the saving. You see, humanism is the doctrine that man needs no savior outside of himself. Divine theology, the gospel, is that man has no Savior except the Lord God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit revealed in the Holy Scriptures. God is the Savior of sinners. So salvation has to start with God. It was, according to Scripture, purchased by God, sending His Son into the world in the likeness of human flesh, taking a real humanity into union with Himself so that He could live, He could suffer, He could bleed, He could die in our place, pay the price and the ransom for our guilt, and reconcile us to God. Having died, He should rise again from the dead to break the power of death and sin and hell and give us a union with Himself in a living Christ. Now, God offers this salvation free of charge. You don't pay for it. You don't work for it. It's not by tears of repentance. It's not by church or sacrament. It's by faith in Jesus Christ. Salvation, by grace alone, that is, comes from God freely because He loves us. In Christ alone, because He purchased it by His death on the cross. And it's through faith alone you receive Christ by faith, not by works, not by effort, but trusting Christ. And when you trust Christ, you'll find you will never be put to shame. He that believeth on Him has everlasting life. That's what I mean by being saved by grace through faith.